And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And yes, we have a B737 captain with us today, with one of the biggest carriers in the world, and Glenn Nuvola. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Nice to have you with us. So besides being a pilot, I always love these, you multi-talented people, because besides being a pilot, you're also the founder of Flightline Financial, which is a wealth management firm for airline industry professionals, which I think is so great. And it was just featured in Market Watch. Congratulations on that. FlightlineFinancial.com. And so, what's going on with the airline industry today? I want to talk about that first, and then we can talk about some of the other things that you're involved in. But it just seems to me that, and I fly quite a bit. Excuse me. I just flew back from North Carolina. I was just there over the past weekend, and I do a fair amount of flying. But it just seems that I was on a 5 o'clock in the morning flight,
right?
And that flight was so full, not one empty seat. Is it that we're being thrown on planes with like sardines, and is that what's really agitating people? Tell me what's going on here, because I don't get it.
I think there's multiple reasons. Just from coming to the airport, you know, going through the TSA issues, this summer travel, which our particular load factor on our airline is up about 7 to 10% from last summer. But historically, summers are usually the worst time to fly as far as loads go, and the fares, you know, have crept up recently, but
yeah.
People still want to take their summer vacation. So all that told, and I usually do morning flights as well, so usually do one-day trips down and back to Florida or the Caribbean. And really, we leave at 6 or 7 in the morning, and almost all the time the flights are packed both ways, and the terminal is packed both ways. So my best suggestion is to just take your patience with you. Try to get there early, because, you know, people just start stressing out when they don't have enough time. And
right.
So if you can give yourself some more time, that's better. But the whole industry, I've been in aviation since 1986 at the airlines. I started at People Express, if you remember them. And even back then, with the deregulation, people were flying more because it was cheaper back then. You can go to Florida for $49.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember that.
No,
yeah. Yeah. But
not
you know
that what, that's coming back now, but there are some carriers that are no-frill carriers now, which causes people to fly more. So
I have to say that I was on a flight, the flight going to North Carolina. There were older flight attendants, and boy, they really had that flight under control. It was so interesting to see how they handled the crowd and the people, and I got to tell you, they did a fabulous job. Absolutely fabulous job. And, you know, but sometimes you wonder, we all have bad days, but if this is what you do for a living, I've been on flights where you can't get a smile out of a flight attendant.
Right.
You know, it's just like, and I'm, you know, how do you deal with it as the pilot?
Well, we have that door that separates us. So we don't. I get involved, you know, as a captain sometimes if we have issues with passengers, you know, before we take off, or if something happens en route and, you know, we'd have to divert, and then it gets to my attention. But they deal with it very well. I mean, you know, you have multiple personalities at an airline with flight attendants and with pilots. So when you're dealing with the public all day long, and sometimes this may be their third or fourth leg for the day, and they have different duty hours than we do as pilots. So
right.
They can be on duty a little bit longer than we can. So, you know, it's quite possible that they were on duty for 12, 13, 14 hours, and this is their third leg or fourth leg. And it takes a lot of patience. It takes a special type of person to not lose it back there all the time, because you have a lot of issues with passengers. And they may have just come through a very stressful situation with security, or, you know, some changing of their flights, or, you know, there's 150 different stories back there of why people are flying.
Sure, sure.
Whether they're funerals or
yeah,
graduations.
Yeah, absolutely,
or vacations.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I was in.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I was in London a couple of months ago, and when I got back from London, the flight back was so fabulous. Oh, my gosh. It was one of the best flights I've had in years. It was so awesome. What I thought was so interesting is that it was an hour before we were to board the plane. This is an international flight going back to the States. And the gate hadn't been – it's like their laissez-faire attitude. You know, the gate wasn't even posted yet. The gate wasn't even posted.
Yeah, some of the international airports do things a little different than in the United States. So.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, we all got on and it worked out well. So, you know, and they had snacks for us at the waiting area with bottled water. And, you know, it's just like a different mindset, just a very different mindset. But
and
I
it should
think,
be a nice experience, really. It
yeah.
should be a good experience. It used to be back in the heyday of aviation. It used to be a glamorous thing to do.
Right.
You know, it's changed over the years. So.
Do you see that those days ever coming back? Do you see that we're starting as passengers getting more perks?
I think that it's driven by the marketplace. I think that a lot of the, especially the big three carriers, will look and see what the other carrier is doing and then offer something complimentary if that is transitioning to be the norm. Like, I know that we started offering some free snacks recently because some of the competition did. So I don't know if you're going to get back to not paying for food or not paying for baggage, because a lot of these ancillary fees that the airlines charge really help drive their bottom line as far as revenue, if you look at on an annualized basis. Just the bag fees alone and the catering fees and the liquor fees and all these other, some of the airlines charge to check, to put a bag in the overhead compartment.
That's right. That's right. That's a disgrace. I find that to be appalling.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though, from a pilot point of view, I've heard that there's a shortage of pilots coming up right now. Is that true?
Yeah. In the next decade or so, we're going to see a pretty big shortage of pilots, really for probably the foreseeable future. And that's due to the fact that the FAA changed the mandatory retirement age about 8 years ago from 60 to 65. So a lot of these pilots now are reaching age 65 and into the future because of all the baby boomer pilots that were all hired around the same time.
Right,
our airline
right.
alone is there's about 400 or 500 next year that are reaching age 65 that are forced to retire. That's just our airline. So across the industry, there's a lot. And so that they're leaving on the top end, and on the bottom end, we do have a surplus now of applications.
Hey. We are out of time, but what's the best website to find out about your financial services? And I'm going to have you back to talk just about that. Trust me, we will do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's flightlinefinancial.com. I cater to airline pilots and their 401ks and post-retirement wealth management.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Glenn. It was a pleasure.
All right.
We'll be right
Thank
back.
You.
Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned.